Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
All right, Stephen Miller just sent out yet another batshit crazy post, and I want to dig a little bit deeper into the shadow president theories, because it's no secret that Donald Trump allows Stephen Miller to spearhead most of his policy and lead it in a more extremist direction. Stephen Miller is an extremist at heart, but there are theories that it goes even deeper, that Donald Trump is getting old, tired, and just resigned overall. And he's delegating more power than any other president to somebody like Stephen Miller, who is then drafting these policies that Trump is signing. Now, Stephen Miller is heavily advocating for the actual invasion of cities like Portland, Chicago, cities like LA, and Donald Trump seems to be somebody who's just a channel, a vessel for this to happen via the executive branch, while Stephen Miller is the one who's truly attacking judges and trying to lead the messaging. You can even see Trump's messaging on his Truth Social has been a little bit different lately. It's less manic. I mean, it's still very, very manic. But now his messaging seems to be spearheaded by Stephen Miller as well in a new way. So a Trump-appointed federal judge just said, hey, you guys cannot mobilize the military into Portland because it seems like you're finding that Portland is war ravaged. That's Trump's words. War ravaged isn't based on any actual grounded evidence. Like, there needs to be some sort of evidence of an increase in crime that local enforcements cannot handle, but there is no evidence of that whatsoever. So after this judge said that, Stephen Miller decided to attack the judge and say that they were an insurrectionist. We'll go to the irony of that in just one second, but let me back up to the shadow president stuff. Will Stancil says on Twitter, Miller's apparent elevation to shadow president and his seeming intent to declare an end to the constitutional order would, in any other administration, be treated as an executive branch meltdown that was immensely embarrassing for the president, requiring Miller's removal. Some people say that Watergate is the worst scandal in American history, but Trump has a Watergate on a daily basis. Trump sending a message to Pam Bondi and the public to prosecute Comey, and then Comey being prosecuted, that is a Watergate moment. Trump increasing his net worth by 75% due solely to cryptocurrency that is untraceable, that's something that we would call a Watergate moment. Sending somebody overseas and then having to bring them back, like in the case of Kilmer Armando Abrego Garcia, is an awful Watergate moment. These are all scandals, and I only mentioned like three or four out of hundreds of them that I'm listing out right now in a Google Doc, so I'm well studied on all of them. But before I read off the Stephen Miller tweet, let's continue to watch this video of him as a 17-year-old. You can see the evil deep inside of him.
To the issue of the Iraqi civilians, I think that as many of them should survive as possible, because the goal of any military conflict is to kill as few people as possible. But as for Saddam Hussein and his henchmen, I think the ideal solution would be to cut off their fingers. I don't think it's necessary to kill them entirely. We're not a barbaric people. We respect life. Therefore, torture is the way to go. Because torture, people can live. Torture is a celebration of life and human dignity.
17-year-old Stephen Miller. Torture is a celebration of life and human dignity. That is a pretty clear lens into his philosophy on human life and human suffering from a very young age. And that bleeds into what he does on a daily basis now working for the Trump administration. Okay, so Stephen Miller posted about this Portland judge. And I'm going to read the Portland judge's ruling in just one second because it's very important. But he said, legal insurrection. The president is the commander-in-chief of the armed forces, not an Oregon judge. So he's already accusing this Trump-appointed judge of insurrection for saying that Portland isn't actually war-ravaged because Trump was likely seeing videos from years ago, from 2020, that Fox News was repeating. In 2020, there were protests in Oregon that did devolve into riots at times. That did happen. But to continue, Portland and Oregon law enforcement, at the direction of local leaders, have refused to aid ICE officers facing relentless terrorist assault and threats to life. There are more local law enforcement officers in Oregon than there are guns and badges in the FBI nationwide. This is an organized terrorist attack on the federal government and its officers, and the deployment of troops is an absolute necessity to defend our personnel, our laws, our government, public order, and the Republic itself. Aaron on Twitter says, Stephen Miller has now declared this Trump-appointed judge an insurrectionist. To emphasize, the judge painstakingly examined all of the protests happening in Portland before Trump activated the guard. She noted there hasn't been any violence since mid-July, yet they are trucking ahead. They don't care whatsoever. Let's listen to this. A federal judge has granted a restraining order blocking Trump's call-up of the National Guard. For the above reasons, the court grants plaintiff's motion for temporary restraining order so that they can't just mobilize a guard. Judge Immergut, a Trump appointee to the bench, ruled that Trump's call-up was based on false claims about unrest in Portland. How many times has a judge had to check Trump and say, this is based on false claims, actually? As the Ninth Circuit articulated, courts must, quote, review the president's determination to ensure that it reflects a colorable assessment of the facts and law within a, quote, range of honest judgment. Here, this court concludes that the president did not have a colorable basis to invoke this section to federalize the National Guard because the situation on the ground belied an inability of federal law enforcement officers to execute federal law. So they're basically saying you have failed to demonstrate this idea that laws aren't being upheld by local law enforcement. Then the judge issued a stark warning that the efforts by Trump to make a bad faith justification to call up the guard risked plunging the country into a form of unconstitutional military rule. So here's the game that we have here. Well, it's not really a game. For Stephen Miller, it is. Stephen Miller is trying to inverse reality and is playing this mirroring game where he's trying to tear down the constitutional order that has held the United States up for centuries now. This constitutional order being that the executive branch has a lot of powers, but it is checked. It is checked by courts. You delegate powers off to other agencies that are separate. There are three co-equal branches of government, and all of these things exist in harmony. What Stephen Miller is doing is trying to tear that down by saying the president doesn't have to listen to judges because judges are saying, hey, you can't just mobilize the effing National Guard for no reason. Stephen Miller is inverting reality, and both sides are now accusing each other of tearing down the constitutional order when it's clear that one side is actually guilty of doing so. Judge Immergut says, Trump's assessment of a war-ravaged Portland was not made in good faith. Even under a legal standard that gives the president great deference, she said, there is no basis for, quote, ignoring facts on the ground. And that's the reality. The president does have a lot of deference to protect the country. A lot of the drone strikes that President Obama did, you can't deny, President Obama did do a lot of strikes, but they actually fell under the deference of the president because he was protecting the country. I'm not trying to justify them morally. I'm saying that legally, a lot of them can be justified. But at this point, there's no legally justifying making up this idea of a war to justify mobilizing the military to fight this war that doesn't exist. You're just fighting the citizens and the civilians at that point. I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate the work we do on the Adam Mockler channel, all that I ask is that you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe. We are barreling towards 2 million followers. It's because of you all. We're going to continue to scale. Build the Mockler Media team. You guys know Micah. You guys know Chris. You guys might know Hayden, Victor. We are building a rapid, rapid team. You can join by clicking subscribe below. I love you all and peace out.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.